Sports Central. Cricket.
WBBL and BBL, it is the big finals of the summer, and James Buckley from the Sydney Morning Herald joins us, who's been following the Sydney Sixers right through the summer. G'day, James, how are you?
Good, thanks, Kevin. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, going well. Big day for the Sixers today.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a doubleheader over here at the Wacker. The Perth Scorchers hosting the Sydney Sixers in both the WBBL and the BBL finals. It's going to be a massive day. The women finished on top, but have to play over here, given that the women's final schedule tends to follow the men's around a little bit. And then the Sixers finished third, beat the Heat the other night on Wednesday at the Gabba, and they come across to try and take on the Red Hot Scorchers, who finished first again this season. And this is, quite remarkably, their fifth Big Bash final in the competition's first six seasons.
Is it because of the home ground advantage of Perth? I know they play a few games at Lilac Hill and places, but why is it that they've been so successful, the Perth Scorchers, in the WBBL?
That's quite a good question, Kevin. I mean, if you have a look at their domestic record outside of the Big Bash for the last, say, 15 or 16 years, they're not one of the strongest state teams at all, really. It's more so that the eastern states that tend to excel in those competitions. But they seem to have developed a Big Bash program that just works for them. I don't necessarily think it's a home ground advantage because, I mean, teams come over here and win, and we can't forget that Perth have an incredibly good record on the road as well. They just seem to know how to win T20 games of cricket. I think the team that Justin Lang has assembled this year is just a particularly well-rounded unit, and they are very good, it would seem, at defending totals that maybe seem a little bit on the small side. I don't necessarily think they have an overly explosive batting lineup like, say, a Brisbane Heat do.
Yep.
But they're very good with the ball in hand, and yeah, they're just a hard side to get away, I suppose. And we saw that the other night too. When you get a bloke like Mitchell Johnson, who's been fairly consistent throughout the whole series, and all of a sudden he explodes when it matters in a semi-final. I don't think there's any batting lineup in world T20 cricket that's going to be able to handle him if he's bowling that well.
Four overs, two maidens, 3 for 3, at roughly 150k for most of those balls.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not playing Big Bash, mate, if they're the numbers. The most economical bowling figures ever in a Big Bash, and to take 3 wickets too, and big wickets too, at the top of the Melbourne Stars order there as well. Rob Quiney, Luke Wright in the first over, and then Kevin Peterson, which Mitch would have enjoyed that one. They've had a pretty long-running battle, especially throughout various Ashes series over the years, and he'll take plenty of pride out of it, winning that little mini battle for the Scorchers. And then, of course, from there, they were never going to win that game. It was just a bit of a fait accompli. The Scorchers chased them down with 7 in the shed, and look, they're going to be very difficult to beat today.
Yeah, it was a bit of an anti-climax. I mean, as good as that first over of Mitch Johnson's was, the game was pretty much shot to pieces by then. You just thought, oh, well, it's not going to be good. Hey, there's rumours running around that maybe Langer might pull a surprise and pull Behrendorf to actually start in the Scorchers lineup.
Now, this is interesting. Jason Behrendorf, who is one of the better T20 bowlers going around and has proven that in the Big Bash. I mean, he fractured his leg, I think, back in November. And we're only end of January now, so he's only really right on the cusp of overcoming that leg injury. And it'd be a huge play, I think, to bring the bloke in. He's barely played he hasn't played any Big Bash cricket, but he's barely played anything this summer. To bring him into a final, well, that would be a risk. It would be a gamble. If it pays off, you're an absolute hero, but I'm not sure. I think, from what I can tell, it's quite genuine. He hasn't just been brought in as a bluff or a smokescreen. I think they're genuinely considering playing Jason Behrendorf in this game, but I tend to think that he probably won't get a start in the 11, but you never know. Stranger things have happened. I don't think they necessarily need to play him to win this game, but we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. Also, though, I guess the hardest part there is you've got to drop someone, and would it be Bresnan or would it be Richardson? I mean, both of those two certainly haven't let him down.
Well, they're good. I mean, Bresnan, I think, is probably one of the better death bowlers in the game. He's taken 6 wickets, but he's been, I think, fairly economical for a quick bowler in this tournament. Jai Richardson, he's taken 8 wickets for the tournament. He's been very solid. The thing about this Scorchers team is that they have contributors all around the park. Like I was saying before, there's no sort of hugely successful batters in this team. I think Michael Kling is probably the most runs this season. He's yep. he's piled on 263. Interestingly enough, Adam Boge is the captain. I mean, he's only managed 40 runs throughout this tournament. So there's a pretty big fish that hasn't fired all season for the Perth Scorchers.
Talking about Bancroft coming in for Sean Marsh, but realistically, Adam Voges has to come in for Sean Marsh and do that role that Marsh has done so well in the last couple of games.
Yeah, exactly right. I think it's important for the captain to stand up today. Marsh has scored a couple of half centuries in his last two games. He was struggling at various stages throughout the Big Bash, but he's lifted his game to, I guess, the right time when it's really mattered. He was very good in chasing that Melbourne Stars score down the other day as well. He's a very big blow. And like you say, I mean, it is up to Voges, I think, to step up and fill that breach. They can bat around him. Voges is certainly not in, say, the Chris Lynn mould or the Ben Dunk mould of a cricketer. He's more the kind of bloke that can go out there, score it at a run of ball, maybe a little bit better, find the boundary occasionally. But then you can get some of the fellas around him to do that big hitting and try and accelerate that run rate. So big, big game, I think, today needed by Adam Boges.
You look at the Sixers on paper and, they're a strong team. Gee, they've got a lot going for them.
Yeah, they're an interesting side, the Sixers. They've, I mean, hats off to them for making it through to the final. They've done very well. I think despite being fairly inconsistent over the course of the season, the one thing I think you'll find about the Sixers is that they've had contributors in different games. Moses Henriques is fantastic yep. against Brisbane in the semi-final. He almost won him that off his own back.
Oh, his super over performance was out of this world, wasn't it? He got a bit of help, but by geez, he did still have to hit the ball over the fence.
I know. Yeah, I mean, when you set your opponents, I think they needed 23 to win the heat off the super over. And really, unless you hit that first or second ball for 6, you're just never going to reel in those runs. So it becomes a bit of a mental game. I think the Sixers bowling in particular is key for them today. Sean Abbott, he's taken 20 wickets for the tournament. He leads the competition in that category and he's been very consistent. Nathan Lyon took 4 the other night at the Gabba, which is, it's probably his favourite ground. He comes to the Wacker now, which doesn't necessarily suit him, but he'll have plenty of confidence under his belt. And, you know, perhaps he just needs to play more of an economical role tonight. You look at that batting lineup. I mean, Daniel Hughes, he's been very good at the top of the order this year. They've had other contributors, like I say, through the middle. The key for the Sixers, I think, is they just need to try and hold together a little bit more in that middle order. When Daniel Hughes was dismissed the other night, I think they lost 4 wickets for 12 runs or something. And all of a sudden, what was a very, very simple run chase turned into almost a catastrophic stuff-up, I think, was the word that Henriques used at the end of the game. They were lucky to get that super over in the end. So they just need to... I think they need one or two more to step up into that middle order, and then it's definitely game on here at the Wacker.
Munro, is he still in the lineup?
Munro had to go back to New Zealand and link up with the one-day team on Friday. Yeah, so he's gone, which is... It's a bit of a shame. We didn't quite see the best of Colin Munro. We saw some glimpses of it against the Heat. And some, I mean, talk about agricultural inventive batting.
He's unbelievable.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like it.
He is unbelievable.
It was entertaining to watch. He shifts his stance around. He must be a nightmare to bowl to. And
he's like a marionette puppet. He's like bowling to a marionette puppet.
It must be hard work, I'll tell you. But he produced... the first ever reverse block that I think I've ever seen in cricket. He went around. He was gonna reverse sweep the ball probably for 6, I suppose, the way he was looking at it. But it wasn't quite there, and it turned it into a defensive shot, which is something I've never seen before. So he's an interesting one. I think there's definitely room for Colin Munro in this Big Bash tournament. And he said to me during the week that he'd probably be keen to come back
if he could
make it fit into his schedule. So hopefully we'll see a little bit more of Colin Munro. Whether or not it's at the Sixers, that remains to be seen. But, I mean, he's the kind of player that you want in this competition.
Yeah, absolutely. Johan Bott is the other one who I think he's such a cool, calm, collected customer. He doesn't seem to be fazed by anything. He's got that real kind of... he's got the bad guy from, a Bruce Willis movie look about him.
It's funny that, because he's the nicest bloke off the field. And, I mean, the reason the Sixers are here today, we spoke about it, how well Henriques did. The reason they're here today is that Johan Botha in that penultimate over against the Heat, I think he hit three boundaries. They needed 19 off 12.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, it looked like Brisbane were going to march on through. He stood up, hit those three boundaries. He was dismissed in the final over controversially. As it turned out, it didn't matter. But if it wasn't for him, they would never have made it to that super over. And we can't forget, I mean, he's in the side for his bowling too. He's taken, I think he's taken 6 wickets for the tournament. But he can hold up an end, which I think is important. And he's played that role for the first half of the series, especially with Nathan Lyon away on test duties. Now they can come and bowl together in tandem. But that is their strength, I think, the Sixers outfit, is the bowling. And it'll just be interesting to see how things go over here at the WACA. As we know, it's a very different wicket. But in saying that, I think this is the same wicket that that they played on Tuesday night. So
okay,
it'll be interesting to see how it plays.
Yeah, it was a bit double-paced, a bit two-paced by the look of it the other night. And the bounce wasn't terribly consistent, but that's obviously a worn wicket. James, I know you've been following the Sixers all year. You're backing them to win?
I think I'll have to, mate. They'll take plenty of momentum out of that game against the Heat. And they won't be fazed by coming over here to Perth as well. They arrived here on Thursday. They've had a couple of days, or a couple of nights at least, to adjust. It's beautiful weather over here, you know, really nice conditions. They beat the Perth Scorchers in the very first BBL final 2 years ago down in Canberra. The Scorchers got one up. So it's 1-1 at this stage in terms of grand finals. The Sixers, a lot of those players that played in that grand final loss 2 years ago are here again today, and that's still well and truly on their minds. So I think it'll be tight. I think it might be even a little bit low scoring for a Big Bash game, but I've got to back the Sixers, mate.
All right. Good on you. Thanks for your time, James. Appreciate it. Enjoy the game.